Well, hello and welcome to another exciting day in the Word of God. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who are listening again, listening for the first time, whatever the case may be. Thank you for tuning in today again. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and as always, I have a bit of good news for you today, and the good news is nothing can separate you from the love of God. Yes, the scripture says it best, comes from the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Is powerful, and it states, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Yes, the good news today, folks, is that nothing or no one will ever be able to separate you from the love of God. That is, neither a man nor woman, family, friends, or associates will ever be able to separate you from the love of God. Can't and will not happen. So when you follow God, good things happen. Yes, when you follow God, good things happen. When you conform to doing those good and acceptable things, you have changed your mind and on your way to greater success with God. Because, folks, when you change your mind, you are living inside the promises of God. Yes, you are living inside the promises of God. When you allow God to change your mind, when you conform to doing those godly, acceptable things in God's will for your life. So I pray today's message, folks, will give you the push you need to thinking better thoughts towards yourself and others as a resolution to a spiritually strong life with God. So this is a powerful message today. You're going to want to listen up and open up your mind's eye and get ready to receive. Today's message focuses on minding your own business in terms of staying focused on your own plans and avoid being pulled in different directions as you continue pursuing your lifelong hopes and dreams. Also, the title of the message today is, "Where is your mind taking you?" Scripture of the day comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2. Also, another scripture I am going to teach on today, which is powerful, which is Romans 12, verses 2 and 3. Again, very powerful scriptures today, folks. And I am going to move on and into the Word and tell you what the Lord is leading me to say today. But before I do, first thought of the day is this. If your negative mind is taking you on a journey, folks, then expect your life to be a negative journey, because the mind is the most powerful tool you have. It can lead you to a successful life or lead you into despair, depending on your thoughts and things you act on based on what you are thinking. Make sense? So the right thing to do is make sure your mind is conditioned to praying first. That's right. You gotta pray first before you act on those things you are thinking. Before acting on random thoughts, especially when you're having a bad day or sad or depressed about something, train yourself to say a quick prayer before you make decisions when you are confused or hurt about something. You got it? So again, folks, where is your mind leading you today? And what I mean by where is your mind leading you? Your mind is by far the most influential part of your being. We are prone to react based on what we are thinking. You got it? So the careful part is maintaining, meaning conditioning your mind to think a certain way, thinking of good and God-worthy things versus bad and destructive things. So yes, through positive thinking, folks, it helps to sift through what is not working. Or let me say it this way. Those things or situations that are not working in your life causes you to have thoughts of giving up frequently. You got it? So those things that are not working right in your life makes you want to think of giving up. Life is too hard. I'm tired of trying to be successful. Things are just not working right. Well, that's based on your thought process. You got it? Which drives you to making life-changing decisions based off of those mentally destructive moments, those things that you are thinking about. You got it? So my point here is to make sure you renew your mind daily, is what the Word of God tells us, folks, to renew, which means to make something new, fresh, or strong again. So to make something new, fresh, or strong again is to reestablish your mind, make it new and fresh every morning. So when you wake up every morning, folks, the first thing you want to do is pray that the Lord will be your eyes, be your ears, and be your voice so that it will keep your mind in a positive state throughout your day. You follow me so far? I got a great show for you today, very powerful scriptures. I hope you hear something in this message that helps you. As always, I am here every week to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to you. And as I said before, the good news today is nothing can separate you from the love of God. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am so pleased and excited that I am here sharing the Word of God with you every week, celebrating life and ministering the love of God to all who are willing to listen. Also, again, the title of the message today is, Where is Your Mind Taking You? Yes, where is your mind taking you, folks? Is your mind taking you to a peaceful and loving place or to a place that has you concerned and tangled up in a web of illusions? And folks, those illusions can be unrealistic thoughts you act on that cause you to make decisions that doesn't make sense or that is bad for you based on what you are thinking and then acting on it. You got it? So moving on, the scripture of the day comes from the book of Colossians 3:2, and it reads, Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Again, really quick, Colossians 3:2 reads, Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. So again, I ask everyone listening, where is your mind taking you? Is your mind taking you to a peaceful and loving place or to a place that has you concerned and tangled up and confused on a daily basis? And I have to read it again before I move on. Colossians 3:2 says it best, Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So folks, if we set our minds on things above, which is heaven, which is love, which is eternal life, which is peace, which is joy, which is forgiving others, if we set our mind on things above, those positive things, remember the Word of God says, Forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forward towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So folks, if we set our minds on things above and not on carnal-minded things, then our mind is conditioned to only think and react to godly things, right? Conditioned to stay focused on building your faith during those trying times when you want to act out those things that your mind is telling you to act on, which is not always the right thing. You got it? So again, if you set your mind on those spiritual things which are above rather than on materialistic things, then your mind is not controlling you, but you are controlling how you perceive things to be in your mind. And also, you can quickly recognize those negative thoughts that can consume all the good positive thoughts that lead to thinking better thoughts. That leads to feeling better about yourself, your job, your family, your friends, your entire life. You got it? So to feel better, folks, in order to do better in your life, you gotta protect your mind at all times. Meaning to feel better starts with thinking better thoughts. You got it? So moving on, another scripture that ties in my thought here is Romans 2:12, and it says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Powerful scriptures today, folks. Now, before I go into this scripture, again, I want to read Colossians 3:2 because I want to connect the two scriptures here and make a few points. So again, Colossians 3:2 reads, Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Also connecting Romans 12:2, And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, folks, both of these scriptures call for you to do something. And that do something is to protect your mind at all times. Protect your mind from conforming to thinking and doing what the world thinks and says and acts on. You got it? Protect your mind from becoming a carnal-minded individual. You got it? Folks, this message is powerful today, as I said. Very powerful scriptures. It is truly touching my heart. I do have to take a break here shortly, but before I do, I want to take a few minutes and talk about setting your mind on the things above. So, to set means to put or bring into a specified state. That's right. Set means to put or bring into a specified state. So, to put your mind into a specific state is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remember, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So how do you forget? You forget by renewing your mind. So my point here is that everything begins in your mind. Your mind tells you how to feel, what to say, how to act or react, walk, run, stand still. Your mind makes up your thoughts that tell your body what to do. You got it? Now, I just want to make a point here, and I hope it doesn't offend anyone, but just for the sake of making the point, imagine someone you know is in a coma. You may have seen something on television. Imagine someone in a coma. Now, if the brain is shut down and not functioning properly, the doctors always say, then the body is also shutting down. You got it? So if your brain is shut down, then your body can't do anything because your brain, which is your mind, tells your body what to do. You got it? Because we can both agree, again, that your mind makes up your thoughts that lead you to physically doing and saying certain things, good, bad, or indifferent. So the key here is to shut out ungodly conversations, folks, that creates an ungodly mind that opens up the door to a stressful and unproductive life. So again, I ask everyone listening to this program today, where is your mind taking you? Now is the time to protect your life by protecting what constantly stays on your mind, making sure you renew your mind daily by praying and asking God for direction every morning. Asking God, be my eyes, my voice, and my ears. Show me the way, O God. And He will do just that. The Lord is always ready. But are you willing? Again, folks, this is a powerful message today. I hope it's ministering to your heart. As I said a few minutes ago, I have to take a break. When I come back, I am going to continue on with this very topic, give my final thought, conclude today's message, hold tight, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional every day for 30 days beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online again beginning April 6th for 30 days and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome back to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. We are back on the other side of the break. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week celebrating and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And as I said at the top of the show, the good news is nothing can separate you from the love of God. So before I dive right back into the message here, I want to remind you all that Faith Walk Radio is here to pray for you any time of the day or night. That's right. We have a team of people ready to pray over your request as they come in. So send us your prayer request and we will stand on faith for you that God will fix whatever is broken in your life. So go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and tell us all about it. Pour out your heart. Let us know what it is that's bothering you, and we will be sure to take it to the throne of God on your behalf. Moving on again, the title of the message today is, Where is Your Mind Taking You? Yes, that's right. Where is your mind taking you today? Is it taking you to a peaceful and loving place, or to a place that leaves you concerned and trapped in your mind, concerned about all the worries of this world? Again, Colossians 3:2 is going to set it all up for you, and that is, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Yes, folks, take the scripture to heart. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Also, I brought in another scripture, Romans 12:2. That reads, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I have had a wonderful time in the Word of God with you today. My final thought of the day is this. Your mind is your brain, and in a spiritual sense, folks, I call it your antennas. So for the sake of example here, those antennas shoot out signals to your mind, then to your heart, that causes certain reactions based on what thoughts consume your time. So the message today asks, where is your mind taking you? Are you moving in a direction that keeps you worried, scared, bothered, unsure, resulting in experiencing faithless moments? Or is your mind taking you to the throne of grace, to a place where you meditate on the Word of God, to a place where you pray and make your requests known to Him, to a place where you learn to surrender the cares of this world, to a place where you celebrate life, to a place where you experience peace that surpasses all of your own understanding, to a place where you find unconditional love? So tell me, folks, where is your mind taking you? Again, Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So as I close this show today, I want you throughout this next week to practice setting your mind on heavenly things, on eternal life, to live inside of heaven in your mind, and the rest will be established in your mind. You got it? Well, I have to go. Before I do, as always, I want to play the theme song of the show called Faith Walk. I wrote and recorded this song to inspire, encourage you along your faith walk journey with Christ. I hope you enjoy it. Take a listen to Faith Walk, and I will be right back.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, things built. Not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back one last time today. I will be back next week, folks, same time. Don't forget to email us your prayer requests by visiting us at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. It's been great, folks. I have run out of time today. Remember, to feel better starts with thinking better thoughts, protecting your mind at all costs, protecting your mind from the world's way of thinking is to pray and meditate on the Word of God every single day. Yes, non-stop praying and never stop meditating on those things that are good and acceptable to God. Also, remember this one thing: God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Nothing can shake me, move me, pull me away from you. You are my joy, my strength, my hope, the one I run to. No one can show me the way but you. You're all I need. You are the only one I trust.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.